Talked about greasing something you said yesterday.
Grease.
Okay. Let's see, she asked you about this, but I really wasn't clear about it all. Say you want to go out at night and look for something, you might make a little homemade lamp, maybe just put a rag in a bottle and some kerosene or wick to make kind of a homemade lamp. Do you have any name for that?
Well, for I guess what I would call a lantern, maybe. But that sounds like a Molotov cocktail.
You ever heard the term flambeau?
No.
What about torch? Did you ever use the term torch or something like that?
Maybe. Yeah, if it was on a stick, I would probably say torch.
A
lighted stick.
And if something didn't go just part of the way across the room, you'd say it went
all the way? Or completely?
You mentioned the term yearling in the interview. Could you tell me exactly what that is? I wasn't really clear. What do you mean when you use the term yearling?
It's probably talking about cows.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. It's a female. I think it's before it's 2 years old. Because usually, I say before 2 years old because usually you don't let your cows have calves until they're at least 2 years old, I don't believe.
Yeah, and it's a female.
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'll be clear on. Let's see, the rest, a good number of these have to do with agricultural items, farm products, and that kind of thing. If it's time to feed your cattle and do your chores around, you say it's what time it's
feeding
that's fine. Did you have any name for them? Or did you have any way of calling cows to get them in from the pasture? Or anybody have a way of calling them to get them in?
Well, you're telling me is this a specific name?
Yeah, did you ever, any specific call that you might use to get your cows in from pasture?
I can't think of one right off. My grandpa used to just holler for it.
Have you ever any specific thing like Sioux cow or cold?
Oh, yeah, Sioux cow. I've heard Sioux for hogs.
Sioux for hogs?
Yeah.
Was that the call the hogs or the scatter the hogs?
I thought it was the call. Never really caught hogs much.
Yeah. You see, your family owns them. Did you say your family owned cows?
Yeah, no, we actually raised oranges. My grandfather's, he raises cows, and I've helped him. And when I was smaller, I used to help him start a lot, I guess, but now it's been a couple of years since we've been around, and I used to help him from time to time.
Did you ever have anything you'd say to a cow, hear anybody around there ever have anything to say to a cow to make that cow stand still while you're trying to milk it?
I've never seen one milk a cow.
Okay. Let's see. What about calves? Any calls to get calves in from pasture?
Gosh, no. I can't think of anything.
Okay. What about people plowing with a horse or a mule? Anything they say to them about them turn left or right?
Let's see. What about you? Well, if you had dogs, you'd say mush. I don't know about it. I don't know what you said to it. I've heard it before, and I can't think of what it is.
G and H, ever heard those?
I guess that's what I've heard. I know we used to talk about it somehow. Some guy used to have mules, a cow. I heard it was, tell us what you told him to make him turn left and right, but I never could remember. I've never helped a horse, thank goodness.
What about to get horses in from pasture? Ever have any way of calling them in from pasture?
Yes.
Okay. What about if you wanted to start a horse? You know, if you had, say, you had a horse with a bug and you wanted to start the horse, what would people use to say to get him started?
Giddy up.
Anything that would you also use that to make him go faster once he was going, or would you use anything differently?
To make him get faster?
Mm-hmm.